take what I call the Call of the Millennium. It's a chant where we take four names of God from different religions and we chant them all at the same time. And everybody's doing a different chant. And it's interesting because the chants, some are easier to do, some are challenged, and you're disturbed by everyone else. So you're trying to maintain your chant. Other people's chants are almost disturbing you. So you're trying to say God's name, and someone else saying God's name is disturbing your God's name, and it forces you to concentrate, and it creates a concentration that gets you into your silence more. Okay, but it also is setting an energy in the world that's just saying, if someone's Muslim, if someone's Hindu, if someone's Christian, God is God. There's what name it is. You know, anyone will do it. If it gets you there, that's good. You know, we're in a place where we've got so much anti-Muslim stuff going on. And most people, it's just the gangs and the thugs running the army. It's not most people. You know, most people are just God-loving, simple. They got their kids, they want to live simply. They come out of their simplicity and they're running into these nightmares. You know? So you just keep reinforcing simplicity and you trust that it'll work through. But we don't understand it. So, the four words we're going to use Allah. I'll just show you each one. Allah, 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 Allah. Just Allah, that's two beats. Then we're going to do Hari Om, Hari Om. So, Hari is Hari Om. Om is two beats. So, it's Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. So, one person doing Allah, 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 one person doing Hari Om, Hari Om. And then, this is the tricky one. The next one's doing. Three. Yehovah, 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 Yehovah. That's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it's different than the other two, but we're all going at the same speed, clapping. Each syllable is at the same point. So it's kind of like a more complicated version of the way you do Frère Jacques or something, you know, where instead of layers one after the other, this is layers on top of each other. And the third one we'll do is Adonai. So just, but we'll do that as a six beat. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. So we'll get those four going. I want there's five of us, so it leaves me free to add another one in if we get it all going. Okay, or I may just join in with somebody and do when two of us will do the same one. So, okay. Deborah, we'll start you. And you'll be Allah.
Okay.
So if you're Allah, that means I'll be Hari Om. Okay, that means you two can be Yehovah. Okay, and you'll be Adonai. Okay, so, I wonder if this is the best way to do this. But we'll do it. Okay, so you're just, and I'll bring each of you in. I'll do it with you to get you each of you in. So the idea is to, when you're doing this type, you want to be able to do it as loud as everyone else, but you want to make your presence heard, but you want to be able to hear everyone else too. Like at first it's enough to just keep the beat and keep concentrated, but you want to try and, you'll hear the one across from you, you hear the ones beside you, and you want to try and listen too. So you're chanting and you're hearing chanting. It's like doubling up what we're doing, and by doing it all together it's creating this sound temple that is just special. So, okay, we'll start.